The number of Israeli settlers in the West Bank now makes up over 500,000 people. The latest figures released by a pro-settler group pass a major threshold. Much of the international community views the settlements as illegitimate and an obstacle to peace. The mayor of Efrat settlement, Oded Revivi, hopes this will change by pushing in a new law.
And that is definitely one of the tasks of this government, to try and convince the international community that we can also change the legal status of part of this region.
Palestinian Munthar Abd al-Kader, who lives in neighbouring Al-Bire, says the nearby settlement has caused a lot of suffering for his community.
We've been going through a lot of troubles with the soldiers. You not feel safe if you want to go after get dark a little bit. You not feel safe to come back home.
The Palestinians see the settlements as a land grab that undermines their chances to establish a viable, contiguous state. As Palestinian official Mustafa Barghouti explains,
it was an intentional policy of establishing more settlements, illegal settlements, to prevent the establishment of a Palestinian state and two-state solution.
I'm Karen Chemas.